Hello, Turkish Airlines EuroLeague fans. Welcome to episode 5 of the EuroLeague Fantasy Challenge podcast presented by Ardu Prime. My name is Javi Gancedo. Our co-host Frankie Sachs is still unavailable, but I'm sure he'll be back soon. But we have a special guest, Michalis Stefanou, a Greek journalist, EuroLeague specialist, and also Fantasy Challenge specialist. Michalis, how are you doing?
You know that. you can say that. I can't say. Hi, Javi. Thank you for your invitation.
Well, last season, and I know you don't want to talk about it, but we have to. last season, you lost the weekly prize by 0.1 points. That means that if any of your players got a rebound, had an assist, drew a foul, you would have gotten the subscription to EuroLeague TV, but you lost by the minimum amount possible.
Yes, the thing is that I didn't know until you let me know. So I was celebrating. I was happy with my 204 point something points. I was making fun with my friend Sasa in our private league. I had the first place. I was happy. So you texted me and you said that I lost the first place in general. I hadn't checked the general list. So the contrast was really big. I was, disappointed yet after I was so happy. It was all around, my feelings was totally different. But okay, we enjoy this game, and Olympiacos lost the final in the last second for one shot. So there are more important things that, if they can go on, I think I can go on.
Okay. Well, you mentioned Sasha. Of course, Sasha is no other than Sasha Vesenkov, last year's EuroLeague MVP. He's in a private league with you, right? I mean, he plays the game and he likes it a lot.
Yes, he's very active. He's addicted to fantasy. He watches the game from this angle. His comments during the game, the EuroLeague games are, based on his picks, on players' points, what he could have done better or something like that. He doesn't care who is better team, which is the better team, or he doesn't talk about basketball or plays or systems. He always comments on fantasy things,
Well, Sasha, if you're watching this, remember, we want you in the fantasy podcast very soon. You're invited and you can come anytime you want. Anyway, let's move on to what happened last week. We're seeing your team on the screen. You had 155.8 points. Okay, you had Nibo and Milotic and Voigtman and Katash. Took advantage of...
I cheated, everybody, I guess.
It's not cheating, yes, when it's in the rules, but yeah, you have four...
Easy points.
Easy points, yes. But the thing is that, of course, there are only three trades this week. And I guess that you'll have to take some of these players out because they're expensive players. And if you want to move forward, you cannot keep the same players. We'll see. But anyway...
I got punished. From the other picks, yeah. Unfortunately, I bet on Carson Edwards from the first week. He has a -8 as an average. He has destroyed me. I think now I removed him, and I'm sure now he will have some 20 points in the next game. Yeah. Always happens that.
Yeah, I mean, the thing with Carson Edwards is that he's playing really well in the German league.
Yes.
That means that...
I mean, he's a score machine. I was expecting him to start the season like this in a new project. But now I removed him. He will start getting points.
We'll see. We'll see. Now we can see my team on the screen. I had 160.5 points. Well, I have Nibo and I have Milotic and I have Katash also. But I have Moneke, who really helped me out, and Butkevicius, who had a really good fourth quarter last week against Zvezda. Žalgiris won. He had 11 points in the fourth quarter. And yes, I have to make some moves, of course. And I mean, the thing is that I tried to remove Abramovic, and then I put Josep Puerto, and he got a minus two. It happens. I mean, making the perfect moves is always very difficult in fantasy. So it is what it is. Anyway, I have three questions for you. The first one is about Nikola Mirotic. All of a sudden, 22.4 fantasy managers have Mirotic because of this advantage that he gave last week. Should we keep Mirotic or should we trade Mirotic? What's your opinion?
I think Mirotic is one of the players that makes me feel secure. You know, he's always there. If he is in a good position, he's not injured or things like that. He has a really good score, and he the way he plays, he gets points from different things like rebounds, like foul he gets, and or his how he scores. If you ask me to pick a star for the whole season, I would pick Nikola.
I'm keeping him too, because we only have three trades. I have more urgencies. I have to get rid of Puerto, who is not playing as much as I thought. I have to get rid of Hanga, who gets a lot of points but not so much PAR, and that already makes me spend two trades. So I mean, I'm gonna keep Mirotic this week. If I had unlimited trades, and we'll talk about it later, maybe I would consider getting rid of Mirotic, but in this situation right now, no. So, second question is, if you had to pick a star player for this week, remember it's a double round. We play rounds 3 and 4 this week. If you had to pick a star player for this week, who would you pick?
A star player for this week. Let me see. I don't know if we can consider as a star player Scotty Wilbekin, because he's not as expensive as he was in the previous seasons. I think with Tyler Dorsey out, it's a good opportunity for him. Also, I think Campazzo is in a really good shape, and I would pick him. And I don't know. Mm. This is the first players that come in my mind.
It makes sense, because there are only 5 teams that play back-to-back home games, and this is important. They don't have to travel. They don't spend energy. They're going to be, which are Fenerbahce, Efes, Baskonia, Madrid, and Virtus. These 5 teams, they don't travel this week. And
this season,
since Hisa has been injured and he needs playing time to get the rhythm, I'm going to pick Tavares as a superstar that I would like to have. I cannot have him because, again, having right now Mirotic and Tavares conditions the rest of your team. You can have more good players if you have these two. But yes, if I could, Tavares would be my number one choice this week. I'm not going to pick him, but I recommend players to my fantasy managers to go for him, because he'll be okay. Also, which player under 10 credits, less than 10 credits, would you recommend this week if you had to pick one player that could actually be good and give managers a chance to do better?
I think a good idea is Ife Lundberg. I think he feels better now with the new coach. He has space and role. They have a game with Alba. He can score a lot. So I believe it's a good idea.
Hmm. My pick is also very obvious. I said that Baskonia is going to play, well, back-to-back games. Moneke is probably the choice that everybody has, but he's over 10 credits. So I'm going to go with Taras Sedekerskis, the other forward. He's the leading rebounder of the EuroLeague. I don't expect him to keep up. He's averaging 11.5 rebounds, which is crazy. But I think he's going to be, I mean, in back-to-back home games, you need players with fresh legs, and Tadas is a very physical player, still young. I think he's going to see a lot of minutes this week. And usually a lot of minutes means when you're on fire, like Sedekerskis is, means that you'll have a good PAR. So I'm going to go with Sedekerskis.
I agree with you 100%. I have picked him. I was between Senderkerskis and Bonga. They are playing each other. I went with the Hawk, Mandevandats. So yes, I agree. It's also a really good choice.
Okay, so I guess that you're gonna, because you said so, you're gonna sell Carson Edwards.
Yes.
And then who are you gonna pick this week? I mean, which of the trades are you gonna make? Are you gonna change the coach, for instance? Are you gonna change Katash?
I will go with Luka Banchi. I think they're in a good mood. They're playing home. He's cheap, 6.3. So yes, I will remove Carson Edwards. I will pick Scotty Wilbekin and Senderkerskis and Ife Lundberg. These three players are newcomers in my team, and I will keep Geoffrey Lauvergne. He had a bad game. He had a good game in Belgrade first week. But I think against Efes especially, he can have a good game also, because their big guys are good, but I think he matches good with them.
You mentioned that you're going to keep Mirotić as captain. Of course, Mike James plays in the second round. He plays Wednesday.
Yes.
So that's your second choice. If Mirotić, for whatever reason, doesn't play well, you have James ready to well, be the next captain,
yes.
Right?
It will not be a surprise for Mirotić not to have again 30-something points. Olympiacos' defense is really good. So I start with him, and then probably I will give the chance to Mike James. If Mirotić stays quiet.
Let's hope he doesn't, because, well, a lot of people haven't, but since he's also my captain, I also want him to do well. I have very similar trades. I'm trading Katash for Luka Banchi also, because Virtus plays twice at home. I'm going to trade Puerto, Hanga, and Marcus Howard, because I'm buying Sedekerskis, and I don't want three Baskonia players in my team.
Yes.
So I added also Lundberg, and I went for Noah Jakob of Asvel, because I didn't have a lot of budget. So I'm starting Abramovich as point guard, and I have Lundberg, Obst, and Jakob. So I'm a little bit, let's say, weak at the guard position. If Abramovich and Lundberg don't play well, I don't know what I'm going to do. But I think I'm very strong in everything else. So it's a little bit of a risk, but I think Abramovich will play well against Barcelona. And if not, Lundberg, who has been on fire since he came back, should play well in Berlin. So I think I'm more or less covered. One more thing, Michalis. You said you're a big basketball, big fantasy fan. What's the best thing about the game? Probably the private leagues or anything else?
The way I like in this game that you can change between two rounds, some players put in the bench, and you feel more like a coach. So you pick players from the first day, for the first day, you pick other for the second games to cover. To cover something if something doesn't go according your plan or something. So I really like this. Of course, I wish we had more trades every week, but it is what it is, and I think everybody enjoys it.
One more thing before I go, and related to what you said, between rounds 4 and 5, we have the first round in which we have unlimited trades. This season, we have 4 rounds that everybody will change anything they want. And that's going to be after this double week. So, next week we'll see. We have unlimited trades. We can redo the whole team again, and we'll see what happens. Michalis, thank you very much for being with us. It's been a pleasure. You're traveling to Milan this week, right?
Yes, I'm flying tomorrow to Milan. Really big game between two teams that they want to, to be competitive this season. And the journey has started, and we are here to enjoy basketball and EuroLeague fantasy every season. So thank you for your invitation again, and I hope everybody good luck. I wish good luck to the games and to the scores. And next time, one more point or something to win it.
Okay, well, if you see Nikola Mirotic, please tell him to play well, but I know he will. Well, thank you, fans, for being around. See you next week. Bye.
Bye.